Charlie Lee, sworn in for the defendant, 85th to testify. I am a machinist at the pencil factory. I remember an accident to Duffy in the metal room. His finger was hurt on the eyelet machine, about octum 4, 1912. It bled freely and the blood spouted out. There was a lot of the blood on the floor. He went down the hall to the office by the ladies' dressing room. There was blood at that point. Gilbert also got hurt in the metal room last year. He was bandaged in the office also. In going from the metal room to the office, you go right by the steps. Cross-examination. I have been with the company 2 years and 4 months. 2 weeks ago, my wages were raised 21 cents an hour. Mr. Darley raised them. I have not talked to anybody about what I was going to swear in this case. I did not see Gilbert get hurt up there. I saw him after he was dressed. Duffy was hurt in the metal room on the machine opposite Mary Fagan's machine. The pencil company took a written statement from me, signed by me, to keep the fellow from suing the company. I saw my signature this morning. I have never told you I signed that statement. The blood was streaming from his finger and dropped all over the floor. The whole floor was bloody. He came out down the hall to the office. He stopped about in front of the dressing room, about 3 steps from the water cooler, and asked me which office to go in. The blood was streaming from his finger while he was standing there about 8 or 10 seconds. It dropped just in one place, holding his hand like this. It wasn't cleaned up. They only sweep the floor once a week. That's all the cleaning it gets. I never noticed it after that time. I have never taken any notice whether you can see that blood there now. Duffy was cut right near where those chips were taken up on the floor. It might have been the same place. It was right near there. I wouldn't say it was the same spot or not.